This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2255. It gets me every time. How to say what makes you emotional in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are there certain moments in movies or music that make you feel intense emotion? How can you share this to create bonds with other people and learn about their personalities? Learn how to do it today in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. Here at All Ears English, we know that finding good employees is everything. In the past, we've tried to hire without the right tools, and it was tedious and overwhelming. But Indeed makes hiring in one place easy. Listeners of All Ears English will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay, a little wonky here over on the technology side. What about you?
Definitely wonky. We've got a lot of tech things going on. But Michelle, I have a good question to start off today's episode. You ready?
All right. Yes, let's hear it.
Is there something in your life that always makes you feel a strong emotion? You know, some emotion, anything?
Yes, many, many, many things in my life do. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'll give an example. For our listeners who have been listening for a long time, you might remember my favorite movie is Father of the Bride, and it gets me every time when it's a scene close to the end, and the father and the daughter are playing basketball the night before her wedding, and she's talking about growing up. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember that scene. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Do you cry? So is it weddings or that movie? Is like the concept of a wedding, especially like the daughter being married and the father, or is it that movie or both that gets you emotional?
It's both, because I've been watching this movie since I was a little girl. And I think I remember, because I watch it in different stages of life. So when I was younger, I was just watching it as a kid and I wasn't thinking too much about it.
Yeah.
It made me cry when I watched it before I got married. And it made me cry again now watching it as a parent, because, you know, then I start to identify with the parents more and seeing their child grow up. And so in general, for me, it's a coming of age issue because I'm not good with that.
Yeah. Full circle.
Yeah. Right? So I just watch it from different perspectives. So I think it just gets me every time because of that. What about you?
Every time.
Is there something that gets you every
time? I think definitely what makes me emotional, any emotion, maybe watching my dog play with another dog is just really fun. Aww. But it's just fun. Like, it's joy. Like last night we were out on the porch having some food with some friends, and a friend brought over her dog, who's a tiny little dog, tiny, tiny little thing. And Kiefer was just having the best time playing with this dog. And he kind of, he kind of prances around because his legs are so long legs, and he kind of like frolics. That's the word. He kind of frolics and he plays,
cute.
And he's just, there's so much joy there. So that makes me feel every time. It gets me every time, Michelle, and it makes me feel just joy. You know?
I love it. Oh, yeah. That's so sweet.
But actually, I like your example better. I like your example better. It gets me every time. So that's what we're getting into today, right?
Yes, because we have a great listener question that is going to be really, really useful for you guys to really connect with people. This is a huge connection expression. Mm-hmm. But before we read the question, head on over. We did a Saturday episode recently, how to talk with someone about their new baby. So yes. Definitely something on the maybe more emotional side. Maybe the baby laughter gets you every time. I don't know, but go ahead and listen to that episode.
Yes, guys, come on over. Check out our Sassy Saturdays, right? Yes. Sassy Saturdays with Alders English. We now publish every Saturday new content. You can take us along on your summer road trip or wherever you are going, right?
Yes. All right. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yes. So we love listener questions. And this one is from at to code 5434. Here we go. Okay. Hi, Aubrey, Lindsay, and Michelle. My name is Arbor. I'm a big fan of your podcast from Uzbekistan. Wow. There's a phrase that is used a lot in conversations. And that phrase might be your next topic in your next episode. It is something gets me, or something gets me every time. For example, I'm upstairs listening to my Will Smith CD. Gets me every time. By the way, this line is from Eminem's rap song, Forget About Dre. Yeah, interesting. Okay, good to know. Love the pop culture references, Michelle. Yes. Love it. Yes.
To be honest, I actually don't know that line from the song. So I don't know completely the context, I just realized, but we're going to be talking mostly about just what in general this means. Not necessarily related to the song, but I have a feeling it means the...
Yeah. I feel the same way. We don't know exactly what Eminem was trying to say in that song, but we do know what this phrase means, right? And we're going to broaden it out to just natural English. Okay. Yes,
exactly. Okay. So we're going to go over one main meaning today. We could do a follow-up another time, but we're going to talk about, this expression to somebody, something gets you. So in this context, to say something gets you every time, it means that it makes you react in a certain strong way. Right, Lindsay? Yes.
Well, and that's exactly why at the top of the episode, I said that I liked your example better, because I think probably the emotion evoked from watching that scene, because it is pretty powerful. Like crying is a stronger emotion than just watching my dog play with joy, like the joy it evokes. I think this tends to be used more often with maybe crying or feeling emotional in that way, sentimentality, that feeling.
Right. It could be that. But at the same time, Lindsay, I think yours is a good example as well. The reaction to me, sometimes it could be about being sentimental, but it could also be laughing.
I agree.
So but we're going to do a bunch of examples about this for a couple different emotions and how this might be used. So let's go for it. So here we go. Chandler's facial expression in that scene gets me every time. So we have to know the context here, right? Is it the episode where he proposes to Monica and it makes you cry? Or is it just anything Chandler funny, right? It could be really anything, just a strong emotion, right?
Yeah. Lindsay? 100%. For me, I went to see Wanda Sykes recently here in Denver.
Oh, fun.
Have you seen her perform before?
Not live or anything, but I know she was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just in general, I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, she's so funny. And her comedy gets me every time. It's just, it's good because she's a little older, so she has a broad perspective of life. And it's just funny stuff. It gets me every time, Michelle.
Time. That's good. Yeah. So, Lindsay, what's another example?
Here's one. Oh no, I'm gonna cry. I swear, this song gets me every time. Yeah, so songs. I mean, that's half the reason people love music, because they can see their lives in the lyrics, right?
Yeah. Right. Yep. The lyrics are even a strong musical moment. Do you ever get the chills from a song?
Sure. You're more of a music person, an artisan of music, like how hard certain chords might be to do, right? But there are certain famous parts of songs like Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven. Isn't that kind of a really famous song in terms of the work?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And the guitar solo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Right.
Oh, Whitney Houston. She gets me every time.
Oh, I know. You, yes. You love Whitney Houston.
When she goes high. And I was just watching the documentary over the weekend about Celine Dion, which the documentary was interesting. That? Yeah. I mean, I think her voice is amazing. Celine Dion as a singer is unbelievable. I mean, her voice is another one that gets me every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch the documentary, but I watched an interview with her about the documentary.
Okay.
And I really want to watch it. She's been through a lot.
She's also very quirky. Like, she's very quirky. She's funny. She's interesting. She's a very unique character. But I think the best thing is just her singing. They do a lot of flashbacks to moments of her on stage. Yeah, and you remember, voice. Like, do you remember when the song came out that was in the Titanic, My Heart Will Go On?
Of course.
Just that song. It gets me every time.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good one. I actually sang, remember her song, That's the Way It Is?
Sure.
I sang that in my middle school talent shows.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Love so it. That's a good one for Gets Me Every Time. Now, here's a slightly different one.
Yeah.
I always fall for his practical jokes. Seriously, he gets me every time.
So that's interesting.
Now, yeah. Going over one slightly different one.
Yeah. It's interesting because really here, you're saying he gets me in the sense that he fools me. He pulls off the joke every time. So it's a slightly different meaning here, right?
Yeah. Yes. This one is a little different. So I want to just throw in a slightly different one to show you that this is a very versatile expression. We're using it mostly in the other way, but just wanted to give you a taste of another way it could be used.
It's true. And then weddings, of course. Oh my gosh, Rochelle, I feel the same way. Honestly, I think I went to my first wedding not until like high school, and I didn't know that I was going to cry at every wedding, at least tear up a little. You feel the need to cry at most weddings.
Right. Yeah. So weddings get you every time.
Even if like I don't necessarily feel that sentimental about that couple, something is just evoked from the music, from the flowers, from everyone being there. It's just the moment comes together and you're like, I'm crying now.
It just, for me, it's whenever anybody does Canon and D, that's what I walked down the aisle to Canon and D and that song, because I did it because of Father of the Bride.
Is that the traditional wedding walk song?
I think it's in Father of the Bride when she, if during a certain part of it. Okay. I'm pretty sure. And that song gets me every time. I think, yeah, I agree. It has something to do with the music. I remember I was at a wedding and they did the father-daughter dance. Whew. And I was listening to the lyrics and I just was sobbing. I didn't even know the bride that well. It was one of Dan's friends. I didn't know them that well. Yeah. It's just something about that moment.
That's what I'm saying. Like with weddings, you don't necessarily need to know the couple that well. And sometimes I wonder, have we been brainwashed to start to cry at that moment because there's so much in the media and the commercialized market about weddings?
Or is it
just the combination is a very human response to beautiful music, a momentous moment? It's kind of interesting when you think about that. What is it that causes you to be captured in that way?
I don't know.
Quick reminder about our sponsor, Indeed. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned that hiring can be overwhelming and slow if you don't have the right tools. If you're in charge of hiring at your company or if you run your own business, then there is a better way. Try Indeed. Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't forget to grab this special deal. Get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions do apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, Michelle, where to now? I think we've given our listeners a lot of good examples.
Okay, great. Yeah, so just let's talk about this for a second. Is there a difference between something gets me and something gets me every time?
That's a good question. Well, I know the concept that we'll do another episode another day where we talk about that person gets me, which is completely different.
Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh.
That's what that one made me think of. But what do you think? Is there a difference there?
To me, adding every time makes the meaning a little bit more clear. Otherwise, it could mean something else.
Yeah, so it's a little vague.
It's useful to emphasize that this is a repeated emotion or action that happens due to something else. So adding the every time, it just makes it a little stronger. It shows I've watched Father of the Bride a million times.
Let's say I'm
watching it with you and I could say, oh, this scene, I could say this scene always gets me, right? I could see that's another variation. If I say, oh, this scene gets me, it's like a little missing something.
And also by adding always, it's very similar to adding every time.
So that would be another way you could do it.
Yeah. It always gets me. This always gets me this very moment in the movie, right?
Yeah, right, yes. Right. Good. Yeah. When I hear something gets me without the every time, it can mean that other thing that you, the other meaning you were talking about, understands me.
And we'll talk about that another day.
That's
a totally different thing, but very common, right, Michelle? So we need to know that. So guys, hit the follow button for more real English, right? This is some very real phrases. I mean, what else, Michelle? What else do we need to know?
Just before we move on to our role play, just one other way. If you want to have a little variation, you could say something always makes me blank. That always makes me laugh, always makes me happy, right?
Yeah.
That you could express a similar idea.
Yeah. And here you just have to be specific about the emotion. What is that emotion? Right. Whereas it gets me every time, you're not saying what the emotion is, but it's implied,
right.
Or you could figure it out in the conversation. Right. But here you need to say, you know, it always makes me laugh or something like that. Yeah.
Right. So we're going to get into a role play in just a sec, but guys, remember to hit follow wherever you are listening to the All Ears English podcast, so you never miss anything from us.
Yeah, good stuff. Don't miss those Saturday episodes either. So
that's
hit that follow button. And today in this role play, we're watching a movie.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. I can't believe you've never seen this before, Michelle.
I know.
Oh, watch this part. See his face? It gets me every time.
Uh-oh, here come the waterworks.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. These types of movies always make me cry too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's embarrassing sometimes when I cry in movies, even at home. I like try to hide it sometimes, or I don't know. I just feel a little vulnerable, I guess I could say. Yeah, when I cry.
I think
in movies.
Told you about when I watched Good Will Hunting with Dan. I won't give it away, but remember the ending. It's like, it's a very emotional, deep ending. I felt my waterworks. That's a good bonus for today. The waterworks. That means you're crying. I felt it coming on, and Dan saw me start to cry. This is years ago, and he's like, "Why are you crying?" And he messed up my whole cry, because sometimes that cry feels really good, and I was just about to really let loose with my crying and enjoy my moment, and he ruined it for me, and we still talk about that.
Blocked your energy. It's just energy moving through the body. It's a good thing, you know. It's a good thing.
Anyway,
interesting. All right, well just should let Dan just back off, you know.
It sounds like you and I would be good at watching movies together. We would just be sitting there crying.
It's true. All right. Here I said, oh, watch this part. You see his face? It gets me every time. Right.
So we can tell you've watched this movie repeatedly, right?
Sure.
I've never seen it before. And so you're really, if you said, oh, see his face, it gets me. It just doesn't. It's
right, gets me. Now you gotta you either have to say it always gets me, or gets or always makes me feel something, or gets me every time. It needs to be that full delivery of that vocabulary phrase. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I said, that's okay. These types of movies always make me cry too. Right. So I didn't say always make me sad. Right. So you could say always make me, and then the emotion, or always makes me laugh, or always. Right. So you can experiment with that a little bit.
Or you could just say always makes me emotional. Right.
Emotional,
that's another way
yep.
to say it too. Right.
You could do that too.
I think the takeaway here is that this is another one of those episodes where we can say a lot about ourselves. Mm-hmm. By just saying one thing. And,
true.
You know, I know if that moment in Father the Bride always gets you, Michelle, I know that you're an emotional person yes. and that you're sentimental and that you care about your family,
right?
Life's like phases and things like that, right?
Yes. Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah, you can tell. Or if something makes you laugh, you can tell a lot about somebody's sense of humor. So I just think this is a really great connection topic because, Lindsay, I feel as if we could keep this conversation going because once you yeah. talk about something that makes you feel emotional, maybe the other person wants to share or,
yeah.
you know, it's just a huge connection skill to, and it's fun to share because a lot of times if something really gives you that strong emotion, it means you have an overall strong feeling for the whole thing and you're ready yes. to talk about it.
Yeah. Like remember on the show one time we realized that we both started sobbing after Into the Wild, the Christmas.
Yes, I was thinking, I wasn't going to bring it up, but of course I was thinking of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we realized that. And so that's a connection moment right there between you and me, because we yes. realized some kind of values are on the same plane. And that's something you right. could explore more through more conversation. You yes. could get closer to someone that way. So guys, right. very
always remember that.
Like, yeah, I know. Right.
Yeah.
But like, is it just us? I think it's also the Eddie Vedder music that didn't help, yeah. you know? No. Yeah, anyways, you guys can go back
anyway,
to episode 700 to listen to that one. So we got to get off the mic for today, Michelle.
All right. This was fun. Good. And hope you guys watch your favorite movie soon.
All right. Good stuff. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of endless swiping with little to show for it? Me too. Talkify is America's number one matchmaking service. They're 6.5 times more efficient in finding real relationships than dating apps. Talkify can match you in as little as 3 introductions compared to dating apps, where people spend 40 plus hours swiping 1,500 times for one date. Let Talkify be your executive assistant for your dating life. Confidential, safe, and stress-free. Visit TAWKIFY.com and stop swiping, wishing, or waiting. Start your journey today.